Good afternoon, Miles.
That's the action in the National Juvenile Track and Field Championships on yesterday and today down in Tullamore. I'm sure Donegal performing well as usual.
Yes, indeed, and Donegal are performing very, very well, and started early days yesterday and continuing right up to this very moment, Miles, and it will continue, no doubt, right to the end of the day. But it's been a great, great weekend for the Lifford Strabane Club. They have really, really impacted in a big way, in particular event areas, hammer, high jump, and javelin particularly. And young Cormac O'Donnell set them off with the under-14 hammer title yesterday morning, and there's been hammer medals coming through. And it's just an indication of the coaching of John O'Donnell at that club, and particular interest in the hammer. So that's very effective. And but Donegal in general are doing well. I mean, Finn Valley are picking up medals. Lifford at this stage, I'd say, a 13-14 medals, and Sir Connell up 3 or 4 medals. I see the name of Leo McDermott, Ben Campbell, and Rachel Gallagher. They were in hurdles with Leo McDermott and the shot for Sir Connell. I see in a Lifford situation running through some name very quickly, Cormac O'Donnell and that hammer, and of course we have a Cranford name there, Oisin Kelly in the 800 metres. He won his event once again, being dominant through, you know, growing up into the sport and continuing to win. And in the under-14 girls hammer, a very interesting story. Anne-Marie McBride from Lifford, 42-51. Another Lifford athlete, Adrian Gallen, in second place. So that's a hard act to get in on, get 1 and 2 in a national championship. And on high jump for Lifford, Ashley McCardle, who's coached by Brendan O'Donnell, and the under-12s are 138. So that's Ellie McCurdy this morning, the javelin medal. And Gareth Crawford, a javelin medal, a winner indeed in the javelin for Lifford Strabane this morning, with the Finn Valley guy down. Dylan Cairns with the PB in second spot behind him. And another 1-2 with Lifford in a hammer event, an under-15 boys event. Jude McCrossan with the 48-96 PB for him, and Ross Henderson from Lifford second. So you get the gist of it. And Olivia Kuskelly's name comes in there. I see Alan McGinley in an 800 metres for Lifford Strabane. So Lauren Callaghan is the name that pops out for Finn Valley. She won a long jump. Michaela Aburn, Finn Valley. She was third in the same long jump. And also from Finn Valley, Hannah Murray, a 600 metre winner, and an 800 metre medal for Danielle Janssen. But underlining it all, it's been a good, certainly an absolutely good weekend for Donegal Athletics. It continues to be two good days, but it's been a particularly brilliant, brilliant weekend for Lifford Strabane.
Okay, Patsy, when are the European events taking place underage?
Well, the next weekend we've got the under-23 championships. They're heading out this weekend, and young John Kelly's on the team for that. And then beyond that, we've got the juniors. There's three Finn Valley people there, Arlene Crossan and so on that team, and young Shane Irwin and Janine Boyle. So that kind of, those underage teams, and young McCalmont from the Tyrconnell Club in Donegal Town, she's in the Youth Olympic team as well, so over the longer distance. So there's quite a lot of interest over the next few weeks in European-type competitions at underage level. And today as well, Nigel, before I leave, just I'll keep an eye on it, and I'll tweet you, or I'll send you the results somehow or other. Mark English is in a very, very, very high-quality Diamond League meet in 800 metres in London today, with about 40,000 people there in attendance. So it's a big prelude, of course, to the World Championship. So we're keeping an eye this afternoon on Mark English and how he performs in that 800 metres against the best in the world in the London Olympic Stadium.
Okay, Patsy, thank you for joining us this afternoon.